Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 50th Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and I'm joined by actors Roy Dupuy and Antoine Lecuyer. So thanks very much for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
And you guys are, of course, here with the film The Sound of Trees. Excellent film. I saw it this morning, and it's very interesting. I was wondering whether, for our listeners, you could tell us a little bit about your characters to start off.
I'll try it.
Yeah, just try it.
Okay, good. Jay is a little boy who loves gangster rap, the bling bling, and cars and all that. And
he's from a region. He's not.
Yeah. And he's from Matane. It's a region of Quebec.
Small village.
Yeah. He look at the region and he see another destiny for himself.
Yeah, because his father, what does his father do? He has a familiar, we call it. And, yeah. He works wood. He takes care of a forest, but in a good way. He does what we say, he makes selective cuts.
Yeah.
It's not a big wood company.
Right.
He's not a familiar, very small, chooses his trees, a lot of respect for environment, a lot of comprehension also of the diversity in the wood, and that's his passion, that's what he loves. And he would hope that his son would take over.
Right.
And he's not,
he's
not as interested in business. He wants to do something else.
What is he interested in?
Huh?
What is he interested in?
Is interesting,
like cars,
bling bling.
Cars, having a good time, you know. He's into all that thing. I mean, he's young. He still needs to make up his mind about a lot of things.
Yeah.
So let's start off from the beginning. I'd like to know what it was about the script when you read it that appealed to you and made you want to become a part of this film.
I'd have to say the way it was written, the way it's always. The way you tell stories, in a certain way, we're always pretty much telling the same story. It changes a little bit. It's the tension of generation right now. What's the story about? But it was the way it was written. Very long scenes. And for me, the fact that it takes place in the woods. I come from the woods. I come from the north. I come from a region. The wood has grown on me. It made me part of what I am today. So every time we talk about regions and the conflicts they have over there, it kind of gets to me more than city stories, I would say.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
Even if I live in a story now. But it's basically the way the story is told.
The rural setting of the story is marks the whole film. And that's very interesting because also here we see two generations in the way in which their lives in the countryside actually marks their lives. The past generation that is more open to embrace it and has made a living out of it, and the generation that is trying to get away from it. How do you think that is true in the way that it's represented in the film?
It's true if we generally maybe there's something happening right now is that what I say is that the city is now in the countryside with the internet, with the access of information to the young generations. There's even more propaganda publicity that reaches those young kids. Music, they have access to the same music, same clothing. Yeah. They see pretty much everything that the young people in the city have access to. So right. It's as if the city is now also in the country for those new generations. Yeah. And of course it makes them dream of having what's happening in the city more, would say. But so in a certain way, I guess, yes, there's a bit more tension between generations in the country.
Yeah. Are you familiar with the life in the country? Do you live in the country or the city?
No, I'm a city boy. I was at school at a region in Quebec, Saint-Adèle. But I was always go to Montreal, the city, on the weekend. So I I never had the real life of the a region, but
he's a city boy.
Yeah, right. I'm a city boy.
So in the film, obviously you play father and son. How did you achieve that kind of chemistry on set?
We had already done how many years? Did we do 1 year or two? We did 2 years.
Two.
Yeah, we shot a TV series, but he was like 2 feet shorter.
Yeah.
It was like four or five years ago where he was playing my son. Yeah. So we already had touched that area together.
So that helped.
I guess it helped, of course. But I mean, we're actors. We're made to do those kinds of things. Work, even if we hadn't done the work before. But I guess it helped. Yes.
Yeah. And what was the collaboration with the director like? Was he what was it like to collaborate with him?
I was with him at the chalet, the whole shot of the film. So we was really close.
He was living with him.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Yeah.
That's it's simple, and not fun. And so. After each day, we had a contact to.
He would every night or every day talk to him about what's going to happen tomorrow.
It's really it's really helpful.
Yeah, so he does collaborate with the actors. He doesn't just tell you what.
Since the movie was done in the region, it was at least it's a far from Montreal. We're all pretty much from Montreal. The people who shot the movie, except we hired some people from over there also. But it's like 6 or 7 hour drive from where we. So we were all living over there for the time we had to shoot.
And it was his first movie.
Oh really? Yeah. So you know, but he was very collaborative. I agree. He did a great movie. Yeah, it's a great movie, and I really enjoyed watching it, and it was great talking with you about it. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.